finished Keith Stanley in one, Hitchin one. Kim, after a non-goal from Grant Payne in the first half, is that something of a moral victory, if not an actual one?
Well, you know, we've just been having a chat off the air as such, and I just feel so sorry for the kid. You know, I mean, everybody seems to think the ball was well in. It looked like it from where we were. Apparently, their goalkeeper's now confirmed it was like 2 foot over the line. And you just wonder what he's got to do. He worked his socks off today, and he kept his head up really well. And I thought his approach play and his hold up play was fantastic. And I just feel so sorry for him. But he's got the character to keep going, and it will change.
They went ahead with a penalty. What was your view of that incident?
We spoke after, you know, half time. Scott Smith's experienced enough now to know he worked the position twice where he could have knocked the ball into the channel. But being the footballer he is, he likes to play the ball, and you know, it just come unstuck. They lost the ball between him and Anthony, and the guys played a good ball into the box. The most disappointing thing for me was that when Lancer saved it, that we were actually on our heels and didn't get to the rebound first. You know, the guys got there and put the ball in the net. That shows lack of concentration, and you know, I feel sorry for Lance. He's made a great save, and it was he didn't deny us a goal, unfortunately.
Did you think it was handball though from Elverson?
Oh, it was deaf ball to hand. I mean, the guys hooked it back and it's hit him on the elbow. I mean, they get given, you know, and when things seem to be going against you, unfortunately they do get given. But we've stopped the rot today, and I thought we've done enough to win the game again. You know, it's just so frustrating for all the supporters and everybody else, but it's not through lack of effort, and I'm sure it will change around hopefully as quickly as possible.
We came back into the game pretty quickly. It was another chance for Grant Payne that didn't quite go in, but that must have pleased you coming back before half time.
Yeah, it showed passion, and I think, you know, to be fair, we should have been 2 or 3 up at half time, but it just isn't happening. We keep saying the same things. We have to just keep trying, keep going with it. You know, I mean, the squad of people we've got is the squad of people we've got, and it's going to be very difficult to change that with the current situation. And we just have to show faith in the boys and make sure that they do it for us, and I think they will.
You've made a couple of changes recently. Dave Timothy's come on the last two games, and Anthony Savage came in today. How do you think they've done?
Well, as I put in the paper, in the comment this week, with such a small squad and people injured, it's very difficult to change people that aren't particularly doing well, and complacency can set in. Bash, bless his heart, wants to be playing in the middle of the park. That's his position. But with the shortage of left footers we've got that can actually play wide and hold the ball up for us, he's probably our best option there at the moment. Obviously I've got Mark Jones, and I just thought it's about time that we gave Anthony a chance to play a full game today. He's done 60 minutes for us. He's done quite well for his first full game, and he's obviously one for the future.